What's a Karen?
We've got David Tennant on the show. That's
Hello.
What's occurring.
Hello.
That's what's occurring.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, yeah,
we're
all the
good.
Better for speaking to you. Very excited.
Oh.
So I watched Planet of the Dead at the weekend. Absolutely amazing. Looked like a movie. It was absolutely brilliant. And there are three more specials to come this year. Have you ever regretted your decision to leave Doctor Who?
Not really. I mean, it goes round in my head a lot, and it was a big decision to make. But I think it was the right decision. I think it's the time. Better to leave while I'm still having such a great time. I'd hate to still be here and it to start feeling like a job, you know, because it's been the most incredible time. So I'm glad to leave it while I'm still on a high with it.
Was that based on the fact that is it to do with typecasting? You don't want to be remembered as just Doctor Who.
Obviously, I do want to do other things, and filming Doctor Who is fairly all consuming. It is good to have a chance to go and do other things, but I don't know. I'm not more worried about typecasting particularly. I mean, maybe I'll live to regret saying that. But it feels like, you know, I think typecasting doesn't happen maybe now in the way that it used to. I think people can go on and do all sorts of different things. I think people are more accepting now of actors being actors.
But I have to say, actually, you are, considering you have played such an iconic role for 4 years now, you managed to play goodies and baddies because, of course, you've starred in Harry Potter as a really revolting character.
Yes.
Do you prefer playing a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, I like to be able to nip between the two. That's the fun of it, isn't it?
Okay.
Keep them guessing. Yeah.
Talking of roles that you would like to do, I read somewhere that you were on the ultimate West Wing quiz on More 4.
Oh, yes.
Massive West Wing fan, right?
Yes, the best television ever made after Doctor Who.
After Doctor Who, I had to totally 100%. I was slightly obsessed with that show for a long time.
Wasn't it magnificent?
I still, to this day, want the ringtone, the opening credits as my ringtone. I think it's fantastic.
Yes, I had it for a while,
did you?
I'll be honest with you. Yeah,
Bluetooth it to me.
Yeah, I don't think I've got it anymore. I think it's on about three phones back. But yes, it is glorious.
It's brilliant. It's just massive and epic. Would that be something? Would you like to work on an Aaron Sorkin project? Because they're always pretty fantastic, aren't they?
Well, the thing that gets me excited is a really good script. And, you know, it's been a real privilege to work with Russell T. Davis for all these years. And about the only other TV writer who I think of is Aaron Sorkin, absolutely. I mean, just great, great scripts. Intelligent people who talk quickly and dazzle you with their brilliance. I wouldn't mind playing one of them.
Yeah. Just quickly, who do you think would have won in a presidential race between Barack Obama and Josiah Bartlett?
Oh, that would have been a tough call.
It's a close one, wouldn't it?
That would have been neck and neck.
I think Bartlett obviously had a lot more to say for himself than McCain ever did, but who do you think would have pipped it to the post?
I wouldn't like to say. It would depend who was going for a second term, really. I think it's always harder to win a second term because you've been proven to be human by then, haven't you?
That's very true.
But although maybe Barack will prove us all wrong, and maybe he'll continue to be the new Messiah all the way through the next 4 years. That would be nice.
It would be very good. Right, listen, we're going to carry on talking to David Tennant very soon. It's Cam and Sally at breakfast Tuesday morning at South Wales' number one hit music station. Going to get the headlines with Newsman Dan next.